Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Monday, June the 21st, 2021. As always, 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 I give thanks to God for you, for what He is doing in your life and in the lives of your loved ones, the people, places, and things that He has divinely and intentionally connected you to for such a time as this. I pray that you all had a wonderful weekend. And if you are a father or if you serve in the capacity or role as a father, meaning you have biological children and or you are a spiritual father and or you serve as a father because you stand in the gap of the biological dad that maybe is not in the place that he should be, or maybe someone's dad is deceased. And so you stand in that gap and you serve in that role. I want to say happy Father's Day to you. I want you to know that your work does not go unnoticed. I pray that you got the accolades that you deserve, whether it was dinner, whether it was a card, whether it was someone just calling and saying, Happy Father's Day, I love you. I pray that you got all of that and more. And if you didn't, I want you to know that God knows. God knows. Don't ever be disappointed. Don't ever feel overlooked. Don't ever feel undervalued because God knows and God sees. And whereas other people may not ever acknowledge you or may not ever give you a pat on the back, know that God sees your work, He sees your efforts, and He knows your heart. So happy Father's Day to all the dads who are listening now and all the dads who will be listening at another time. On this morning, as I was, you guys know I'm on vacation, so that's why I'm a little bit late. I'm on vacation this week and next. However, I'm committed to praying with you and for you Monday through Friday. However, the next 2 weeks, it may not be between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. So I thank you in advance for allowing me that grace to still be able to pray, but maybe not at the set time. So we're just going to be a little flexible on these next 2 weeks. But I am committed to doing this work. This is not my work. This is God's work for such a time as this. And I am committed to doing what is pleasing to the Father. On this morning, as I was thinking about, okay, Lord, what are we going to pray today? What are we going to say? Do you want me to just pray for the week? Like, how do you want to go about this? I want to tell you something. God knows how to deal with His children and how He drops things in my spirit. I'm just grateful for that. And so I'm going to try to, I'm not going to be long, but I do want to give you an example, because on this week, we're going to pray that we would be aware of the counterfeits in our lives, that we would be aware of counterfeits in our lives. I'm going to give you an example of how it's so easy. It is so easy to go for the counterfeit and miss the real thing. Okay, so on probably about, let's say about a month and a half ago, I've got these lights that are there, sit on top of the cabinets in the kitchen. They're little, I don't know what you would call them. I guess they're little enhancer lights that you can just kind of touch them, and they'll light up the top of your cabinet. And they just look really nice at night when you don't want your big kitchen light on. If you're one of those people that you always got to have a light on, well, that's my house. We always got to have a little light on downstairs. So, and these are unique lights. These aren't like light bulbs. These are little unique lights that you really, really have to hunt for. And so probably about a month and a half or 2 months ago, the lights went out. I took the bulb, and because I had never purchased the lights before, had to go up to Lowe's, had to get somebody to help me. I mean, it was a big deal. They could hardly read what the little light bulb said in order to find the correct light. Anyway, to make a long story short, the guy was able to match it up. Came home, put the light bulb in, it worked. So from that point on, I'm thinking, hey, I'm a smart girl. I'm going to save this little packaging that the light bulb came in, so that when I have to replace any more of these lights, I'm not going to have to go through that again, right? Follow me. I'm going to save this. I'm going to remember what it is I went through so that I'm not going to have to go through this again. So, light bulb went out, got some more lights. Again, I had the packaging. I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. I'm on point. I know exactly what I'm supposed to get. I don't need any help. I've got this. Grabbed the packaging, came home. So I just stocked up. So I was just taking my time, just didn't replace it. So this weekend, I'm like, I've got some time. Let me replace this light. Guess what, y'all? It was the wrong bulb. Now, how is it the wrong bulb? I had the packaging. I'm looking at everything very closely. It says I needed a G8 base. Bam, it's there. Told me I needed 120 volt fixtures only. Boom, that's there. It says it's a halogen lighting data. 120 volt. One bulb. Boom, that's there. How is it that I'm missing it, right? Like, I bought these two bulbs, and these bulbs are like $6 a piece. I'm like, wait a minute, I got two of these. So as I began to look at the bulbs very closely, what I noticed is that the bulb that I needed had shorter legs on it, and it was thinner than the bulb I actually bought. Now, mind you, they look exactly the same. The packaging is exactly the same, so I thought. But when I went back and I looked at the packaging, it said that what I had was a 20-watt, 120-volt X9 halogen bulb. Well, what I bought was just a halogen bulb. It wasn't the X9/halogen bulb. See, y'all, the devil is in the details. And so on yesterday, when I went back and I bought the lights, I came in, everything worked properly. So I was thinking, I heard the word counterfeit. And so I don't know who this is for this week, but I want you to be aware of the counterfeit. And it's a good reminder to all of us. See, that's what the enemy does. The enemy will set us up for failure, even though we are the ones that are doing the work. Now, somebody might say, well, Danita, that's your fault. You didn't read carefully. But remember, everything looked the same. Everything looked the same. It had the same legs. You know, it was clear. The packaging, everything looked the same except for that one detail. But in the process of me going for the counterfeit, instead of looking a little bit more closely, instead of maybe still calling for some help, okay? Because sometimes as believers, we get to a place where we think we got it all together. See, I had the packaging. I knew what I was looking for. I didn't need the Lowe's man to help me. I didn't need to help. I didn't need his help. I done this before, right? What can he tell me? I got it all together. But in reality, he may have been able to catch what I didn't catch because of his experience at Lowe's, right? Because of his ability. He doesn't want to be the one to lead a customer out the wrong way that then has to come back because I might complain about him. But instead, I thought I could do it on my own. Instead, I thought I had it together. Instead, I thought that I had the real thing. See, the Bible tells us, and let's go to the word, y'all. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So there is a testing that we have to do, so that we don't fall into the belief that we have the real thing when in fact it's a counterfeit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 through 15, let me find it right here. I had it, so I thought, but let me pull it up. 14 and 15, it says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." See, the Bible also tells us that our adversary, the devil, is roaring like a lion seeking whom he may devour, like a lion, meaning he is not a lion, but he's roaring like one. So we have the fact that we know that spirits can be deceptive. We know that Satan masquerades as an angel of light. And we know that our adversary, the devil, roams around like a lion. But he's not a lion. So one of the things that we have to pray, and we're going to pray this today, that we would not fall for the counterfeit, that we would be diligent, that we would pray, that we would pray, that we would test the spirit. How do you test the spirit, Danita? You might be asking, like, this person, you know, I think they're in my life for a reason. I think they're good. Like, I think I want to marry this person, blah, 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 blah. Okay, test the spirit. Test the spirit. None of us are perfect. First of all, let me be clear about that. But test the spirit. How do you test the spirit? You know, really spend some time getting to know that person. What are the fruits of the spirit that they have? And what are the fruits of the spirit that they don't yet have, that you can see are areas of growth? And how are they talking about growing in those areas? Because when somebody is really set on growing, they got a plan, y'all. They have a plan. And you can see their effort, right? You can see their effort, and they are trying to be better. Same thing about a job. You get offered a job, and you're like, this is my job, or this is my job. And so you quit your job to go to a counterfeit job where now you're just dealing with all kind of hell. You thought the job you left was bad. My goodness. Right? The enemy, that's how the enemy tricks us. He sends counterfeits. He masquerades around as if he is the light, as if he knows the way. That's why we pray. That's why we stay in the presence of God. That's why we talk to God and we have conversations with God as we go about our day. Because it's in that we can expect for the Holy Spirit to guide us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We magnify you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise, for you are God and God alone. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. God, we are so thankful for another day. We're so thankful that you kept us on this weekend. We're so thankful, oh God, hallelujah, that we had an opportunity to tell somebody that we love, somebody that's been good to us, oh God, somebody, oh God, who helped birth us into this world, oh God. Happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. God, we are so thankful for your love and your compassion, your grace and your mercy, your long suffering, oh God, your gentleness, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name on this morning, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for never giving up on us. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that when we were down and when we were out, you did not throw in the towel. Hallelujah. But as they were counting us out, oh God, hallelujah, as they were counting us out, oh God, it was you who lifted us up. Hallelujah. As they were counting us out, oh God, it was you, oh God, that was speaking in our ear. Get up. You've got this. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It was you, oh God, hallelujah, when they were counting us out, oh God, hallelujah, you said, hallelujah, get up, hallelujah, for a wise man falleth seven times, hallelujah, but he gets up in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God, for the get up anointing on today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the get up praise on today, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for that we can say that we once was lost, but now we're found in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you on this morning, hallelujah, and we bless your name. Oh God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, hallelujah, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the measure of health and strength that we do have on today, hallelujah. God, we may not have everything we want, but we thank you, oh God, that all of our needs are met. For your word said that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for never forsaking us, even when money was low, oh God, even, hallelujah, when we didn't know how we were going to make it, oh God, even when we didn't feel our best, even when we weren't at our best, oh God, hallelujah, you never forsook us, oh God, hallelujah, you never walked away, oh God, hallelujah, and you never gave up on us. And for that, almighty God, we say thank you. For that, almighty God, we praise your name. For that, almighty God, we shout hallelujah in the name of Jesus. And Father God, on today and on this week, oh God, hallelujah, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you would sharpen our eyes in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would give us spiritual eyes to see the things that we don't see when it comes to the counterfeits. Oh God, we can't afford to miss you. We can't afford to get it wrong. We can't afford, oh God, hallelujah, to have to keep going back and doing it again in the name of Jesus. We can't afford to be in darkness, oh God, for we need the light. Hallelujah. We need your light, not just any old light, oh God. Hallelujah. We need your light, oh God. For your word says that your word, oh God, is like a light unto our path in the name of Jesus. It's in your word, oh God, that we have light. It's in your word, oh God, that we can test the spirits, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. It's in your word, oh God, hallelujah, that we can discern between what is true and what is false. It's in your word, oh God, we can discern who is for us and who is against us in the name of Jesus. It's in your word, oh God, hallelujah, if we go left or if we go right, hallelujah. It's in your word, oh God, if we say, is it this one or is it that one, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we want to be that close to you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that we can just ask you a question, oh God, and the answer drops in our spirit. We want to be that close to you, oh God, hallelujah, that when we line ourselves up according to your word, oh God, we can say with confidence that you know the way that we must take in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to pay attention to detail. Help us, oh God, not to make excuses for people. Help us, oh God, not to help people justify what is wrong, but instead, oh God, help us to walk accordingly to your word in the name of Jesus. For God, we know that Satan masquerades as an angel of light. Oh God, so we need spiritual eyes to see, oh God. We need spiritual ears to hear in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we don't fall for the okey-doke, hallelujah. That we don't just fall for what people say, hallelujah. That we don't just fall for what we see in the name of Jesus, but that we know, that we know, that we know that this is a God thing. That we know, that we know, that we know that this is real, that the love is real in the name of Jesus. That when somebody is kind to us, oh God, when somebody is gentle to us, oh God, when somebody says that they love us, oh God, hallelujah, that they're not trying to manipulate us, that they're not trying to control us, that they're not trying to have sexual relationships with us, oh God, if we're for those that are not married, but that we know that we know that the love is real. Hallelujah. That we know that we know that we know that this person doesn't want anything from me, but that they are, hallelujah, operating in the fruits of the Spirit, that they really do love me. Hallelujah. That they really do care about me in the name of Jesus, that they're not going to try to pay me back for what I did to them years ago, but instead they are walking in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God, help us to see, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, what it is that we need to see, whether it comes to relationships, whether it comes to job promotions, oh God, whether it comes to buying a piece of property or a house, oh God, whether it comes to getting this treatment as opposed to this treatment, in the name of Jesus, oh God, give us spiritual insight, Heavenly Father, into the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. For we are earthly beings, yes, but we live in a spirit. We are spiritual beings living in an earthly world. Help us to realize that everything is spiritual, even though we may not see with our eyesight, our natural eye, what's going on. Help us to see with our spiritual eye. Hallelujah. So that we won't be deceived. So that it won't cost us time. So that it won't cost us money. Oh God, for we understand that when we're not careful and we fall into the counterfeit because we weren't paying attention, because we didn't go to someone that's maybe a little bit more wiser than us spiritually, and we thought that we could do it, God, it cost us time and it cost us money. And oh God, in some cases, it could even cost someone their life. Oh God, it could even cost someone their life. Trying to get things easier, thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. Hallelujah. God, help us on today so that we know your will for our life, oh God, your perfect will. Oh God, we know there's a permissive will, but God, we want your perfect will according to your word, according to what you said was ours in your word, according to how you said we could live this life, oh God. That's what we want, for that's what you want for us. So God, we love you. We honor you, oh God. And we say happy Father's Day to you, Daddy. Hallelujah. For we acknowledge you for being our Father who art in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you for being our Father who gives good gifts to his children. We acknowledge you for being our Father who comes and comforts us in the midnight hour. We acknowledge you for being our Father. Hallelujah. When we don't have enough, oh God, you have everything. You've got more than enough, and you come and see about us. And we thank you for that on today, oh God. And oh God, we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise, and we thank you for spiritual insight. We thank you for the increase in the spirit of discernment to be able to test the spirits of those we interact with, oh God. To be able to test the spirits, oh God, when we walk into the places that we walk into, God. That if it doesn't feel right, then it probably isn't right. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you are increasing our spiritual discernment, oh God. So as we encounter people, oh God, we'll know who's for us and who's against us. We'll know the witches and the warlocks and the demons, oh God. Hallelujah. As they try to infiltrate what you are doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we'll even be able to detect the monitoring spirits, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that even now, Heavenly Father, eyes and ears are being sharpened. Hallelujah, that we can see, hallelujah, what the natural man can't see, what the natural eye can't see. Oh God, we thank you for the spiritual awakening that is happening now in our lives. No more counterfeits, oh God. We want the real thing in love, hallelujah. The real job, the real business, hallelujah, the real house. Hallelujah. The real love in our hearts. not the conditional love, hallelujah, the real love in our hearts, the real joy that even if happiness doesn't come, we can say we got joy, we got the joy of the Lord, hallelujah. Even if peace doesn't come the way that man defines peace, we can say that we got peace that surpasses understanding, that we don't even understand how we got this peace because everything around us is upside down. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, oh, God. And we'll be sure to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.